We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Nechem Yaakov and Pinchas de Leo. We are in Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Lo yachpor adam bor samach leboro shel chaver. A person should not dig a pit, a cistern next to his friend's cistern. And the Mishnah here is giving us examples of what we call nizkei shcheinim, potential damage that could be caused between neighbors. So even if I'm doing things in my own backyard, I still have to worry that maybe it may cause damage to someone else. So says the Mishnah, a person should not be digging a bore next to the bore of his friend. Velo shia, we'll see what the distance he's supposed to make sure that he has between his bore and his friend's property or his friend's bore. Velo shiach, shiach is like a cistern, but it is narrower and longer. Me'ara, which is literally it's a cave that has a cover on it and it's square usually. V'lo amas hamayim, nor should he be digging an amas hamayim, which is a channel of water. V'lo nivreches hakofsin, nor should he have a pool for which is used to launder clothing. Unless he distances this bore that he's digging in his own property, it's a distance of three tfachim from the wall of his friend. Now, what does it mean, the wall of his friend? So the Gemara explains that the fact, and the Mishnah doesn't say, if you are digging a bore in your property, make sure it is three tefachim from your friend's bore, which is in his property, but rather it says from the wall of your friend, to teach us the following. The wall of a bore, generally, because there's water inside, you need the wall to be thick, the water doesn't leak out, is generally a minimum of three tefachim thick. So when we say that a person shouldn't dig a bore in his own property, unless it's going to be three tfachim from his friend's bore, from his friend's wall rather, what that really means is the wall of his friend's bore. So if the wall of his friend's bore is three tfachim, and this person who's digging the bore in his own property, is going to be three tfachim away. So in the end, it's going altogether, that's actually six tfachim, because his bore has a wall of three tfachim, his friend's bore has a wall of three tfachim, and he has to be three tfachim away from his friend's bore. That means that the water of his pit and the water of his friend's pit are six tfachim from one another. And the reason we need to do this is because the digging very close to a bore, that weakens the wall of the bore, and that potentially the water can leak, and the bore is not going to be able to sustain itself. So, and this is true, the Gemara says, even if his friend doesn't have a bore just yet, meaning you're digging a pit in your own backyard and your friend doesn't have a bore. So what am I distancing from? The answer is, assuming his friend's field is something that's what we call asuya leboros, it's a field that potentially would need water sources, because it's what we call a beis hashlachim, an area that needs irrigation. Rainwater is not sufficient. So we understand very well that if he's growing something in his garden, in his backyard, there's a good chance he's going to have to dig a cistern for rainwater to come in. Therefore, you have to distance yourself from your, when you dig a bore in your own backyard, for potential a bore that your friend may be digging in his backyard. So you need three tfachim, which ends up really being six, because the thickness of the wall of a bore is three tfachim. Then the Mishnah says, v'sad vasid. In addition to the fact that you have to distance your bore from your friend's bore, three tfachim, but you also have to put on plaster the wall that is towards your friend's, next to where your friend is digging, you have to make sure that the water doesn't cause any damage to the wall of your friend's bore. So I don't have to put plaster on the three tfachim right next to the water of my wall, but I have to put plaster on the edge of the three tfachim, which is closer to the three tfachim of the wall of my friend. So that which is, let's say, between the six tfachim, after three tfachim, the edge of my wall towards my friend's yard, that's where I have to put plaster in order to make sure that it doesn't leak. Then the Mishnah says, what else do I have to distance? This is, let's say, above ground. And my friend has a wall, and it's a wall of bricks, and I have fertilizers. The Mishnah says like this: Marchikin es hagefes ves hazevel ves hamelech ves hasid ves hasloim mikoslo shel chaver ushlosha tfachim. What else do we have to distance three tfachim? And this is above the ground. Gefes is after you squeeze out the the oil from the olives. So gefes, so you have the olives themselves. So that you have a mission in Masechet Shabbos in the fourth parak as well, when in Bamet Tovne regarding insulating. There are certain materials that actually add heat. And because of that, you can't insulate, let's say on Shabbos, a pot, even Erev Shabbos with things that add heat. On Shabbos, you can't use something even that does not add heat, just a towel or linen foil to surround something on Shabbos on something hot, because we're afraid of Shami Echata B'Gacholim, stoking coals, may lead to Havara, to igniting a fire. So Gefes and Melach, these are on that list as well. But here the Mishnah is saying, because we know that they potentially can add heat, Gefes, which is the olives, deviled fertilizer, melach, salt, vesasid, plaster, and sloyim, which are rocks like flintstones. So here we have to distance them because of shel chaveru shlosha tfachim, because since they're motzi hevel, potentially there's going to be heat coming from them, they will weaken the wall. Then the Mishnah says v'sad v'asid, and in this case, there's plaster as well that we put on in order to prevent this heat going to my friend's wall. My friend's wall, I have the fertilizer, let's say, piled up. I have to make sure there's three tvachim between my fertilizer and my friend's wall. The Gemara says, though, here, it's not v'sad v'asid, it's really osad v'asid. It's opposed to the case of the boar, where we demand that you not only distance three tvachim, but you plaster the edge of your wall, the wall of your sister. Here, it's osav esid. I can distance three tefachim, let's say my fertilizer, my salt, my flintstones, my the plaster, whatever it may be, the gefes, the olives, from my friends, three tefachim from my friends. Well, that's option A. Or sod besid, or the other option is that if I put plaster on my friend's wall, then I can put the fertilizer right up against the wall, the salt right up against the wall, and it's not going to be a problem. This is, I don't need both, as I need them when they come to the board. Then the Mishnah says, Marchiken es hazroim vesamacharesha ves meraglayim menakosel shosha tfachim. What else do I have to distance from my friend's wall through tfachim? Zroim are seeds, that means planting. Macharesha means plowing. Meraglayim is urine. All of that could potentially damage my friend's wall. So if I want to plant something in my own backyard, I can't just say, well, I'm in my backyard, I can plant up until the wall. No. Planting and plowing and urinating as well can potentially cause damage to the wall. So I have to distance that three tefachim from that wall. The Gemara says that's only if my friend's wall is a wall of brick. Then I need three tefachim. If it's a wall of stone, then a tefach is enough. And strong, that's avadim, and a coastal of sela, which is even stronger stone, then you don't have to separate, you don't need a distance at all when it comes to planting and plowing and urinating as well. Then the Mishnah says, "Umarchikin es harechayim shloshem in hashechev shein arba min harechev." Person has to distance his millstone from which is on the ground, three tfachim from the lower stone, which ends up being four tefachim from the upper stone. The millstone has the bigger stone on the ground, the larger stone, and the upper stone, which is a tefach smaller, on the top. So what it's saying, that's the bottom stone, is called the shechev, makes sense, shochev, it's resting, and the one on top, rechev, because it's kind of riding on it, that's the one that you use to grind. So it has to, if I want to distance it from my friend, my friend's wall, so I have to distance it three tefachim from the lower stone. And the upper stone ends up being four tefachim away, because it's the lower stone that we're afraid of. And the lower stone, if that's three tefachim away, then the upper stone, by definition, is going to be four tefachim away, because it's smaller, it's a tefach smaller. Vesa tanur, and this is because the grinding is going to shake the wall and potentially cause damage. Vesa tanur, a person has a tanur. Tanur is usually where we bake bread. It's also in the ground. That should also be shlosha, three tefachim, and that from my friend's wall. And it says shlosha tefachim, shlosha min akilya. The kilya is the base of the tanur. Shein arba min hasafa, which is four tefachim away from the, my friend's wall, is going to be four tefachim away from the top part of the tanur, which is the opening. So because we know that the tanur is wider on the bottom and it's more narrow on the top. So if I have three tefachim from the bottom, because we're afraid that heat is going to cause a problem with my friend's wall, that ends up being four tefachim away. The top of the tanur ends up being four tefachim away from my friend's from my friend's wool. Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Lo Yamid Adam Tanur B'soch HaBayis, Elohim Kein Yesh Al Gabav Gova Arba Amos. First, the tanur, where once again, where a person bakes bread, and it's a lot of heat. It's more heat in the tanur than there is in the kira, which is like more like the stove where we cook food. So, if a person has a tanur, he wants it. And the people would often put a tanur in the chatzer. You want a tanur in the house? Well, someone may be living in the upper story. You have to make sure that there's 4 amos above the tanur until the ceiling, so that it doesn't catch fire. It's not causing any problems to the floor of your neighbor who may be in the upper story. And some say that this actually is true even if a person doesn't have an aliyah, anyone living in the upper story. But the mere fact that you don't have 4 amos between the top of your tanur and the ceiling of your own home, that could potentially now spread and cause problems even to the neighbors. Let's say you're living in the upper story and you want to put tanur in the upper story. You need below, so the heat usually rises. So we don't need 4 amos, but we need some separation. The floor of your, which is the ceiling of your neighbor below, needs a ma'azeva. We have that that term in Masech HaSukkah as well. Ma'azeva needs a thickness of mud, of clay, of plaster, shlosha tfachim, of 3 tfachim thick, so that the ceiling doesn't catch fire, or your floor doesn't catch on fire. And you also need question whether there's someone even above you, or maybe it'll just cause problems with neighbors. 4 amos above your tanur. Uva kira. Let's say you have a kira. The kira is more like the stove. You have a place to put a pot on top that's smaller than the tanur, and it's not don't have as much firewood. Doesn't give off as much heat. So then it's enough if you have a kira in the upper story to have tefach, to have only a tefach thickness of the floor, which is your friend's ceiling beneath you. Vimhizik, and says the Mishnah, very important halacha, according to the Tanakhama at least. Let's say I followed all the protocols. So now I have the distance, and now, but who knew what happened? End up causing damage despite that. Says the Mishnah, Mishali Mashahizik, you still have to pay. The fact that all these shirim that we're given, that we give, is so that there's no isser involved. So the two separate issues when it comes to Nezek. There's the isser that's involved. I'm doing something that's prohibited. And number two, the potential of paying for damages if I cause any harm. So the Mishnah is telling you that even if you follow the measure, and distance, the way the Mishnah tells you to do so, in the Mizek, nonetheless, if you cause damage, Mishal Mashahizik, you're going to have to pay. Rabbi Shimon Omer, not true. Lo amru kol ashirim ha'elu ela she'im hizik patumi l'shalim. The whole purpose of the Chachamim giving you these particular shulims to show that if I did this, then it's a complete onus. If circumstances beyond my control, and I'm not negligent at all, and I therefore should be exempt, and that's what we give the shirim. We don't follow Rabbi Shimon. We assume that even though that I didn't do anything usher, I followed protocol, nonetheless, if it caused any damage, I have to pay.